Hello? Little one? Oh, wow, you're awake. I'm so glad you're okay. You were in an accident and I was so worried. So I brought you into my bed to rest. Oh, where are my manners? My name is Anna. Good to meet you. What's wrong? Oh, yeah. I suppose I would look huge from your perspective. So you've never met anyone my size before? Well, I've never met anyone as tiny as you before, so we're even. Your clothes? Well, when I found you, you were soaked to the bone and shivering. I didn't want you to catch cold, so I brought you in here to warm up. I hope you don't think me rude. I only wanted to help. All right. So long as you're comfortable, so am I. Your clothes are drying off in the next room when you're ready. Unfortunately, your ship didn't really make it, so I used it as firewood. I salvaged what I could and collected it all together. But I'm afraid that you might be stuck here for a while. This place, this island, has strange properties. It only appears in your world for a short time. It may be decades, even centuries, until we return. I'm very sorry. I know all this must be a lot for you to process. I know this is strange, but may I ask you a question? Are you a man? A male, I mean. You are? Oh, how exciting. I mean, I've read stories, but to have one here in front of me, may I look at you more closely? Thank you. Okay, step into my hand. Be very careful. Don't lose your balance. Let's just bring you up to eye level. There we are. Oh my. You're quite a lovely little creature. And have such fine features. Oops. And you really do have quite a fascinating form. May I touch your hair? Amazing. It's so soft. Like the hairs of a paintbrush. You're just a perfect little doll. Oh, goodness. I don't mean any offense. It's just, this is all so new. I've never met a human before. I'm so sorry. I must seem like a wild beast just touching and feeling you without permission. I apologize, sir. Oh, you like when I touch you? Really? You are sure you don't mind? Oh, I'm so glad. You honestly just look so cute, I couldn't resist. I know we're strangers, but if you don't mind, may I give you a hug? I promise I'll be careful. I can? Oh, thank you so much. Let me just bring you in close and I'll keep you nice and safe in my arms. There we are. Thank you so much, little one. It's been so long since I've had anyone else around. I'm ever so grateful for your company. Oh, your little heart is beating like a hummingbird. It's okay, sweetie. You're safe with me now. You can feel my heart, too. You want to hear it up close? Well, certainly. I mean, if you don't mind being tucked into my bosom. You are a cheeky sort. It's actually rather charming. Come here. How about we just get you into place? Nice and snugly. Right in the middle. Is that all right? Are you comfy in there? You can hear the vibrations of my voice, huh? That's incredible. You look so adorable down there. You just fit in there like a puzzle piece, don't you? Maybe I should wear you as a necklace. What if I just sort of squished you in? Like, whoop. Oh, you're so cute. Oh, my. Is that a... Has your manhood become... enlarged? It has. Well, what an interesting sensation. No, it's fine. It seems perfectly natural, I suppose. It's actually a pleasant sort of poke. In a way, it's flattering. I mean, I've never met a man, so I've never had the attention of one. It's kind of strange that you're the size of a mouse, but it's still nice. Mr. Human, as long as it's like that, would you mind if I took a look at it? I mean, I've read anatomy books, but... Please? I'd be very grateful. Thank you. Let me just grab hold of your little hips. Just a gentle little pinch and bring you up and... Oh my. Well, isn't that nice? It's just ramrod straight, isn't it? At full attention. Sort of... glistening. Let me just... Boop! I'm sorry, I couldn't help it. You're very touchable. And that's amazing. It sort of twitches, like it has a mind of its own. Knowing that I have that effect on you, it's kind of exciting. I've never really felt something like this before. Little creature, would you care to see my body in its fullness? I feel as if I'd like you to see it, if you want to. You would? Wonderful. How about we just set you down here? And now slip my way out of this dress. I suddenly feel so giddy and free. So what do you think? I suppose I must look like a flesh-covered tree from down there. Well, you're very kind. Would you care for a closer look? I'll just carefully take you up and gingerly set you on my tummy while I lay back here. Don't lose your balance. You know, I can't even imagine what I must look like to you. Oh, yes, you're right. My nipples have become quite pointy, haven't they? Would you like a closer look at them? Yes? Come here, sweetheart. Crawl towards them. You look absolutely adorable on all fours. I could just eat you up. There we are. Do you like what you see? I think my breasts are nearly as tall as you are. Maybe a bit more. Why don't you climb up? You can see how my nipples feel. That actually feels very nice. You have skilled little fingers. I mean, I often take pleasure from my own hand. But this... yes, this is our... Oh my. I'm sorry I'm breathing so hard. It's bouncing you up and down. Oh, yes. Take it into your mouth. One of it you can. Oh. Yes. Taste me. Your little tongue is... Oh, well. This is incredible. The other. Crawl over. Get the other one. The other one. Good Lord. Are you sure? You've never met anyone my size before. You take to this very naturally. All right, come here. You've put me in quite a tizzy, little one. Why don't we see how you fare on the receiving end? Do you like the way my tongue feels? Gliding up and down your body? Tasting your tiny frame? You are quite the delicious little treat. Especially this part. My lips pretty much envelop all of your hips when I try to suck it. Luckily, my tongue has so much more control. Oh my. Well, you just sort of burst in there, didn't you? Straight down my throat. That was really quite exciting. I feel very powerful, like a goddess. I really do have total control over you, don't I? I am tingling all over from it. But, my little pet, your mistress still needs you to help her finish. So, let's take you up, carefully, and set you down, right between my legs. Now see what you've done, little one? You've gotten me very excited. Can you see how wet I've become? Can you smell the scent of how you've made me feel? So, what you are going to do is go inside and finish the job. That's right. Just like that. Oh, God. The way you squirm. I can feel all of you. Every limb. Every digit. All of you. Inside me. It's too much. There you are. You found it. Oh, God, your little fingers. Oh, that tongue. Oh, I've never felt this way before. Little one, I think I'm going to... fuck! Mr. Human, are you okay? I might have to pull you. There you are, my friend. I was worried I might have crushed you in there with all the clenching. Or drowned you. I suppose it's sort of naturally soft and flexible in there. You are a talented little beastie, I must admit. Sir, you have made me very happy and given me more pleasure than... Just thank you so much. I know that this is not the best situation, but I believe that we are going to get along just fine. Now, how about I take you to the sink and we get some of this sticky bit of me off of you? You really are an adorable little thing.